Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
Each team in the NFL gets to pick one player every single year to nominate for the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. And like, this award goes to the guy that does the most in the community and helps other people. Because, you know, as football and athletes, all those things, it's huge. And I'm starting this episode off with this because I think that it is extremely important. And what you do in the community, the 49ers put a very, very high value on what that is. And Curtis Robinson, who comes in number 46 on our 49ers roster countdown for 2025, he's a legend. Back-to-back years, he's led the 49ers in volunteer hours and just helping in the community. And, you know, he's had a rough career with injuries and tore his ACL in September. The next day after he tore his ACL, just a few days. I don't want to overinflate it. Just a couple days afterwards, he was back in the local children's hospital uplifting patient spirits, you know, and just right after surgery, he was back there and just reading to elementary school kids. Like, this guy gets exactly what it means to be a quote-unquote celebrity or football star. And the injuries have not gone well. We'll detail all of that. But if, and this, you know, obviously nobody ever wants this to happen, and Fred Warner has been the most Iron Man in the NFL since he's been drafted, but I can tell you this, you know, from being at all the training camp practices for the last three seasons, if there was an injury to the legend that is Fred Warner, they would want Curtis Robinson to be the backup. Like, he is that guy. They are grooming him completely to be the backup Mike backer. And he's been through three defensive coordinators now, going on to his fourth because he was here with D'Amico. He was here with everybody. Wilkes, Sorensen, and now, like, he's been through it all. In 2022, he was 85th on the countdown. 2023, he was 57th. 2024, he was 68th. And this year, he's 46th. And a big reason for that jump up is it has been made clear by the 49ers establishment and Curtis Robinson that this is a ride or die moment. If he could stay healthy, now the good news is his ACL happened in September. So he's had time, but I could 100% see Curtis Robinson being one of those pupless candidates that you just stash and break glass in case of emergency. And if you have a linebacker go down at any point, you activate him. He's in your rotation and on every single special teams unit. That's what they want him to be. Like, he is the Jalen Moore to Trent Williams. You know what I mean? He is that. Now, you haven't had that issue with Fred Warner, thank God. But Curtis Robinson is a leader, knows this defense in and out. Everybody in the locker room loves him. And he's a beast. Like, you go through his measurements. He wears jersey number 36 currently. 6'3", 236. He's one of the biggest linebackers we have. 32-inch arms. He's 26 years old. He runs a 4.640, good speed. 1.64, 10-yard, a little slow on the burst. 7-flat, 3-cone, good change of direction. 22 bench press reps. You put in his measurables on mock draftable, 98.6% match with Fred Warner. Like, the Niners have two molds for linebackers. There's the big guy, Curtis Robinson, Fred Warner. There's the small, undersized, quick, Dre Greenlaw, Aziz, Nick Martin, D Winners. Like, there's two different molds. Curtis Robinson is the Mike linebacker role. You would like him in that DFF role. He just hasn't stayed healthy, where he's that number three, number four linebacker, but helps on special teams. It's just been health. That's the only knock on Curtis Robinson. And his commitment to the Niners is huge. He was on the 49ers practice squad and got offered a roster position with the Tennessee Titans. He turned them down. He said, nope. It was towards the end of the season. And he said, nope, I want to stay here with the 49ers. I don't want to go be on Titans active roster. I'm a Niner. And he chose to stay with the 49ers. So there is, I'm not concerned about him. You know, it's not so much about the 53 with him. He's going to be here. That's just what it is. And, you know, he's from Santa Ana, went to Mater Dei, you know, one of the best programs in the country. 3-year varsity letters in football, a 5-star recruit, chose to go to Stanford. And, you know, he was the nation's 3rd highest rated linebacker. California's 5th best recruit out of the state. Won all kinds of awards. The LA Times gave him their Glenn Davis Award, which is the annual award to the best high school football player in the Los Angeles era. Best player, period. You know, all team first state, all county first team, whatever. First team, just everything. I mean, the dude was just a beast. 3-time Letterman Scholar Award winner. He was the National Football Foundation Scholar Athlete for the country. For the country. Like, intelligence, off the field. Check, 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 check. I do think that he's going to start the season off on the pup, though, especially camp. They could activate him, but I think that they value the depth and the roster maneuverability with having him on the pup. And so the physically unable, he's not going to count against the initial 53 if he stays on that throughout all of camp. He's been through so many of these training camps. This just smells like a Shanahan tricky move to me. And it also allows Curtis the time to get right. And I think that's important. You know, goes to Stanford, was there for 4 seasons, and, man, finished with 144 tackles, 3 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. I mean, he was all over the place. 2-time All-Pac-12 honorable mention. He won the Al Masters Award, which goes to the highest athletic honor presented by Stanford University across all sports. And Stanford's got some top-tier sports. He won the Jack Huston Award, which is the player exemplifying aggressiveness, exceptional performance, and unheralded efforts. Team captain. He just did it everywhere. Was exactly what you wanted. His dad played football at Chapman University, and he signs on with the Broncos. Went undrafted in the 2021 draft, and made the initial team. Gets signed on the practice squad, makes the team, gets elevated. He's playing in some of his early games, and then he got injured, and he had a wrist/thumb issue, and it's just they waive him. The Niners pick him up in December 6th of 2021. He's been with the Niners since, and it's just like, you know, how do you Here's his injuries. 2021, wrist and thumb issue. 2022, high ankle sprain in the last preseason game, goes on IR. Was dealing with the groin issue through camp before that. Then 2024, tears his ACL September, you know what I mean? And then ended his season. So he's got the time frame to be ready for camp. But again, I don't think that's gonna shake out too well. You brought in 4 to 5 brand new linebackers with Robert Saleh. You just stash this guy, sneak him onto, you know, the PUP list, and you're gonna be all right. If somebody goes down, you can call him up. He was signed to the Niners practice squad, and again, he's been there ever since. A 1 year, $1.1 million deal this year, zero guaranteed money. Career earnings, $1.8 million, not much. Got zero career starts, but has played in 15 games, and again, is the backup at the Mike Backer spot. They would want him to run that. I really, really do. Now, maybe you shift over Dee Winters, maybe you shift over Nick Martin, all those things. But Curtis Robinson has called this defense so many times in preseason games, in training camp, in OTAs. Like, he has done it. He could do it in his sleep. Even though he hasn't been with Robert Saleh, I'm telling you, that's what he would look like. Now, he started 3 preseason games. He logged 81 snaps last year on defense. His grades, Curtis Robinson, 63.1 overall grade. 35 snaps on special teams, 71.1 grade. Pretty positive. Can he stay healthy? Can he sneak onto the roster? Or do they just stash him? So, like, you know, you're going to start to get a lot of the incoming med checks. Curtis Robinson's one of the first places I'm looking. Is he on PUP or is he on the active? What's that going to be? Because that's going to tell you, if they put him on PUP, just know sneaky stuff's going to take place there. But I think at some point in the 2025 season, Curtis Robinson is going to have to play meaningful snaps for the 49ers, whether it's at Will linebacker, Mike linebacker, God forbid, or special teams. This guy's going to be in the red and gold. It's just what it is. And I'm excited about it because he's such a good dude, and I can't wait to keep rooting for him. Shout out to Ben, Josh, and Zach, executive producers of this series. And for us and the 49ers Rush team, we're just going to keep counting down.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, TickPick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. TickPick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the TickPick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the TickPick app or TickPick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. This is by far one of my favorite additions to the 49ers team. And he didn't really come this offseason. You picked him up late on the practice squad last season and just kind of stashed him. He got action in a couple games as, you know, special teams and 15 offensive snaps. But Matt Hennessy, a player I was really, really high on in the 2022 draft. He's center slash guard. He's, you know, spent seasons at both positions and has kind of been groomed a little bit to be this long-term placement at center. He gets drafted by the Falcons and is the heir apparent understudy to Alex Mack. And then Alex Mack joins the 49ers, as we all know. Well, Matt Hennessy stepped in as their starting center, played every single game for an entire year, was pretty good, but his play was ascending throughout the year. And then knee issues started. And just really hasn't been the same since. So the 49ers get Matt Hennessy at his lowest moment in his career, and you get him on a very cheap contract, and now he is basically what he was for Alex Mack, the great. He is for Jake Brendel. I don't believe that there is a true kind of center competition. There should be. Chris Forster does not believe in competition on the offensive line at all. He does not believe in that. If he did, this would be a competition, and I do believe Matt Hennessy is a more consistent, better run blocker by far than Jake Brendel. Pass blocking, perhaps not, but at some point, Matt Hennessy is going to be playing this year. No doubt about it, and I do think that he makes this roster. There's just too much upside with him. Now, he comes in number 45 on our 49ers roster countdown, and I would be happy to have him higher. You know, our four rankings that we did just for the 2025 season, 33 was his highest, 57 was his lowest. Like, there's a wide spectrum of where Matt Hennessy kind of fits. I personally think at some point he's going to be playing. Jake Brendel is an iron man and is out there a lot, but his play has been so poor and inconsistent and just quits, you know, probably 5 to 10 times a game, you know, seconds before the play's over. He just quits consistently and will watch fumbles and not go all out effort and all that stuff. I know he's loved in the locker room. The coaching staff loves him, but the tape speaks for itself. Good center. You're getting he's not a good center. I'm sorry. I don't want to say that. You're getting what you pay for. Matt Hennessy has a higher ceiling and it's not even close. He wears jersey number 61, Matt Hennessy, 6'4", 315, 32 and a quarter inch arms. He's only 27 years old. So even though he's been around the NFL, you know, he's going into his sixth season. This is a player that, man, let's just be honest. Even if he sits this entire year and steps in next year, you're getting a 28-year-old center. You can still get 3 to 4 years out of him, kind of that Jake Brendel plan. Ran a 5.1 40-yard dash. That's top 66 percentile. 1.8 10-yard. That's probably one of the worst measurables he has. His burst is not elite. 7.43 cone, change of direction is great. 86 percentile for linemen. 30-inch vertical, that's 73 percentile. Broad jump, 9.2, 84 percentile. And 23 bench press reps. You put his measurables into mock draftable. Listen to these comps. Isaac Siomalu, Lyle Collins, the, you know, all-purpose guy. Caleb Rogers, who the Niners were huge on this year. And Cody Mock. Now, you compare him to Jake Brendel. They're both 6'4". He's 12 pounds heavier than Brendel. He has a full inch longer arms than Jake Brendel, a full inch longer hands, a little bit slower, though. Jake Brendel ran a 5-flat, and Hennessy ran a 5-1. The burst is, you know, similar, and all those things. The bench is similar. So he's a zone fit, and I'll go back through my pre-draft write-up back in 2020 on Matt Hennessy. I liked him. I had a second-round grade on him. He went in the third round. And he's just been successful everywhere he's been. Played at Don Bosco Prep High School in Ramsey, New Jersey. Two-way starter, offensive line, defensive line, was a team captain. He was the 33rd player coming out of the state of New Jersey from high school. Goes to Tipple, and he was there for Matt Rhule before he even went to Baylor. Like, that's how long ago this was. Graduated with a degree in finance. Matt Hennessy is smart, which Shanahan covets and all across the entire roster, but center is huge because, as been well documented, the quarterbacks do not adjust the line protections in Shanahan's scheme. The center does. And so the center is responsible with all of that. So you want somebody that can handle that mentally. You do not have to worry about that with Matt Hennessy. Athletic directors honor roll in college, all academic team for the AAC, president's honor roll, athletic directors honor roll again, Temple Owl Club Academic Award, the AAC Scholar Athlete of the Year for the entire conference. This dude, smart, 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 smart. Like, he has it. And not only is he smart, he's tough as hell. You know, Matt Rhule, everywhere he's been, whether, you know, Nebraska or Baylor or Temple or wherever, the players vote on the toughest players on the team. And those players get single-digit practice jerseys, starting from 1 all the way up to 10, the 10 toughest players on the team. And yeah, he was awarded a single-digit practice jersey based on his team saying he's the toughest, you know, on the team. That's what he is. Remington Award watch list. And being on that Werfel Trophy watch list from Temple, that's something to be proud of. His family's very athletic as well. His older brother, Thomas, is the long snapper for the Jets. And guess what? Bram Poyer was the coach for the Jets special teams unit just last year. So there's carryover there. And, you know, quality player, very athletic team, gets drafted in the 3rd round. And he was picked with the 78th pick in the 3rd round of the 2020 draft by the Atlanta Falcons. Matt Hennessy was the same round as other eventual 49ers, Keyshawn Vaughn, Jordan Elliott. The Niners did not have a 3rd round pick that year. They traded it, wonderful trade, for Trent Williams. Yeah, that worked out well. That 3rd round plus a future 5th rounder got him for pennies on the dollar. I mean, Keyshawn Vaughn, Jordan Elliott. You want to talk about Matt Hennessy? Instead, you got Trent Williams, who's going to be a 4-time All-Pro with the Niners after this year. So this was our pre-draft write-up before Matt Hennessy was drafted or before he ever took a snap in the NFL. In college, 3-year starter at center and guard. Gave up 0 sacks and only 1 quarterback hit his senior year. 1 total sack in 3 years in college. Great. 87 run grade, 81 pass grade, 86 zone grade. Technician and perfect for a zone blocking scheme. Great balance, never on the ground. One of my favorite things. Players just give up against him in pass pro. You have to talk about the level of competition as a concern, but dominated with ease at every level. And I had a 2nd round grade on him. Now, once he gets drafted, he never played to the level I thought he would be. He got close. And, you know, you look at kind of 2020, his rookie year, he played 150 center snaps and 75 left guard snaps. And just kind of sparing, stepped in for injuries, garbage time, whatever else. 2021, when Alex Mack left to the 49ers, he played every damn snap. 988 snaps at center, played every single game, was good. Now, he was a starting level center, but it's not like he was a Pro Bowl guy or anything like that. And then in 2022, that's where the injury started. And never was really the same after that. And the 49ers are betting, like, man, can he get back to that 2021 level play before he had a myriad of injuries? And that's kind of the question, because he has had multiple knee injuries to the same knee. And can you overcome that? That's the issue that you're hoping for. So, you know, you look at his career, he's given up 6 sacks, 5 quarterback hits, 35 hurries. You don't like those numbers. 2022, after he started the full season, injures his knee in training camp. Fights through it. Eventually injures it so bad he goes on IR. Comes back week 18 to play 1 game. And just, man, was just kind of a wasted year with that knee. 2023, the 3rd day of training camp, that same knee blows it out again. And so you're talking multiple knee injuries to that same knee. Then, you know, takes a year off, misses the entire season. You know, that training camp injury knocked him out of all of 2023. Joins Philadelphia as their practice squad in 2024. Hennessy said he was fully healthy, but the Eagles waived him with a back injury. But Hennessy's like, dude, I was fully healthy. I don't know what the deal was. Goes back to Atlanta, plays 4 games, and then joins the 49ers. Just the explosiveness, the consistency does not seem to have been back there as of last year. And so the 49ers are kind of just doing this, hey, we're assigning you to a 1-year deal. You take your time. You just chill. And he played in 2 games with the Niners last year, but again, it was like 15 offensive snaps, mostly, you know, when the season was over, whatever. And they were at left guard. They were at guard. They weren't even at center. But you go back to his 2021 year where he was a full-time starter, played every single game at center, 76.4 pass pro, 50.5 run blocking grade, which that is bad. That is bad. And an 88.1 true zone grade. So, like, it's weird because you see glimpses, but man, all those injuries afterwards, that's kind of the issue. So can he get over that? And that's what you got to see. You got to see consistency from him. The 49ers signed him December 26th of 2024, right before the season expired, and played in those last two games. He got a two-year, $2.3 million contract, $390,000 fully guaranteed. He's got a $1.2 million cap hit this year. Career earnings for Matt Hennessy, $8.2 million. He's made some money. 22 career starts and 47 games played. He has experience. It's just been a while since it's been quality experience. Played 45 snaps with the 49ers last year, 30 on special teams, 15 on offensive line snaps. And again, those numbers last year and those 15 offensive snaps, 63.9 overall, 70.7 pass blocking, 62.9 run blocking. Do with that what you will. Now, best case scenario for Matt Hennessy is that Chris Forster opens it up as a competition with Jake Brindle. He's not done anything to guarantee start or whatever, but that's just not the way we coach. The 49ers coach, Chris Forster, doesn't do that. Look at last year. Aaron Banks is banged up, has been for three consecutive years. Misses time. Ben Bartsch comes in, plays better than him. They give the job back to Aaron Banks. Aaron Banks gets hurt again. Spencer Burford comes in, plays better than him. They give the job back to Aaron Banks. Gets injured again. Nick Sakel comes in, plays better than Aaron Banks. And then the year kind of finally expired. But three times they gave the job back to Banks, who was never fully healthy, and got outplayed by Bartsch, Burford, and Sakil. Meritocracy is not the way the offensive line works. Now, that is a critique of Chris Forster, but I'm thankful he's our coach. I think he's a great offensive coach, and I think he's an awesome person. I love listening to him at press conferences, but it doesn't mean he's, in my idea or perspective, is perfect. Now, if it was a competition, there is a very real and honestly likely situation that Jake Brindle still wins that job. But I wish it was a competition instead of just handing him and acting like he's a future Hall of Famer, because there are so many things that Jake Brindle has to fix. The amount of times he gets pancaked as an offensive lineman is ridiculous. The amount of blown assignments is ridiculous. And just the fact that he quits so often before the play. Is Matt Hennessy better than Jake Brindle at this point? No, and maybe probably not. You have to see if that knee injury is better, and we're going to see in training camp if he can stay healthy and stay out there. If he can, I fully expect Matt Hennessy to make the 53-man roster. I really, really do. And the ideal move, this has nothing to do with the 2025 roster countdown, but the ideal move is that Matt Hennessy would be the starting center of the future. He's only 27. Allow him to stay healthy, see if he can make it through a full year, and next year, open up that competition, because if he is healthy and at 27, he's going to be better than a 33-year-old Jake Brindle. And I don't think that's much of a question. So we'll see what happens. Worst case, he gets cut, brought back to the practice squad, elevated as a guard or center. But there's a lot of bodies fighting for that guard job. So center is the way for Matt Hennessy. Have to say thank you to Josh, Ben, and Zach, executive producers of the series. And us, the 49ers Rush team, we're just going to keep counting them down. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. It is officially time for the young wide receiver pups to earn their role. At number 44 on our roster countdown, Jacob Cowing. And I'm very thankful that we waited to record this episode. This is the day that Juwan Jennings has requested a trade or a new deal. So Jacob Cowing's influence, importance, all those things, way more so than ever before. Now, I do fully expect Juwan Jennings to be on the 49ers for the 2025 season to play. However, that contract situation gets resolved. Trading, I just don't think, is an honest option. But the reliance on sophomore wide receiver Jacob Cowing, who, in the words of Kyle Shanahan, said, he was the guy that gained the most this offseason. And so that's huge. He said, quote, "Jacob, I thought, put in some of the most work that anyone did over the offseason. I think it's really transferred over into those OTA practices." So stock up, which is interesting because last year, and this is probably a problem of our overall assessment of our roster countdown series through 5 years, we overinflate the rookies. We get a little too excited. But when you look at the numbers, last year Jacob Cowing was 41. This year he was 44. The four ballots for importance of the 2025 season, listen to this, 42, 43, 43, 44. We have consensus. Now, let's go through just what makes Jacob Cowing who he is. Wears jersey number 19, new jersey number. I do kind of like that. 5'8", 171. Tiny, Mighty Mouse type, less than 30-inch arm length. That's tiny. He's 24 years old, so a little bit longer in the tooth. Ran a 4.38 40-yard dash. Speed demon. Top 88th percentile of NFL wide receivers. 1.54 10-yard. That's good. 7.02 3-cone. Decent. Smaller guys usually a little bit better there. 36-inch vertical. Great. 9'11 broad jump. Good. You look at his athletic comps and kind of what he compares with when you enter in his measurables, Tutu Atwell, Greg Dortch, Tyler Lockett, those types of hybrid slot wide receivers usually because they're smaller, but not so fast. And I even wrote about this in our pre-draft write-up that, you know, traditionally guys like Jacob Cowing would be slot-only wide receivers. But no, because of the elite speed and corners not being able to jam him at the line because he's so shifty and so quick, that he is going to be an outside wide receiver in the 49ers offense. And you look at his snaps last year, 45 snaps at the slot wide receiver position, 59 out wide. So he does have the versatility in today's NFL. Guys like Tank Dell and Tyler Lockett and some of those guys kind of pave the way for this new undersized, tiny wide receiver that can threaten over the top because of the elite speed. And without a doubt, the best play of his young rookie career, it was that 50-yard reception. You know, it would have been a walk-in touchdown. Brock underthrew it a little bit, but secured the catch. So he's got the big play ability to take the speed off the top. He just has to be more consistent. Halfway through, a little over three quarters of the way through the season last year, when it was apparent 49ers have no playoff hopes whatsoever, Kyle Shanahan was asked, what's it going to take for Jacob Cowing to get more work? And Kyle Shanahan said, he's got to earn it. He's got to earn it. So the question is a resounding, did he in fact earn it this offseason? He's already got the check of approval from Shanahan and the work that he's put in. Can the mental reps, learning where to line up, all that kind of stuff. He had two penalties the last 2 weeks of the season whenever his snap counts increased that caused major issues, lined up the wrong way. So can that change? Now, his high school, he's another Arizona wide receiver. I feel like all of the 49ers wide receivers have some type of Arizona connection. Played at Maricopa High School. Then he went to UTEP, University of Texas, El Paso. Was there for 3 years. Transferred to the Arizona Wildcats. Was there for 2 seasons. And just really balled out everywhere he went. Raised in Phoenix. He was a track stud. Yeah, the speed has been evident throughout his entire... A 10.7 in the 100-meter dash. That's good. But his 200-meter dash, that is what's impressive. A 21.6. Anything under 22, pretty freaking elite. He finished second and then third in state in back-to-back years in the state of Arizona. Became a father at 18. Son's named Chase and very mature for his age. He's 24 years old but was forced to grow up at a young age. And he transferred from UTEP to Arizona just so he could be closer to his son back in 2022. So you got to love the family props and all that. I think that's huge. He has a couple very elite traits. caught a pass in 57 straight games. Second longest streak in NCAA history. That's incredible. Never missed a game in 5 years. And you look at that, Jacob Cowing and Ricky Pearsall, those dudes never missed time, never missed a game since they've gotten to the NFL. A lot of bumps and bruises, a lot of missed time, a lot of missed practices. Still hasn't missed too many games, but he did have two injuries this year. He left the game in week 4 with a shoulder issue and then left a game in week 11 with a concussion. But, you know, no long-term injuries, nothing like that. And so whenever you see these wide receivers like Jacob Cowing that are smaller and more compact, you get a little worried about that. But this dude hasn't missed a game in 5 years in college. I think that's huge. Was an all-conference USA second-team player, all Pac-12, honorable mention, Alamo Bowl, offensive MVP. And remember, he was the opposite wide receiver of Tet McMillan at Arizona. And so for him to get a lot of those kind of awards and whatever opposite of Tet McMillan, I think that's pretty impressive. Smart guy, commissioner's academic honor roll, and models his game after Tyler Lockett, Tank Dell, Zay Flowers, those small, shifty guys, and prides himself on hard work. Now, back-to-back off seasons, Jacob Cowing has worked and partnered with Ricky Pearsall and worked out. And again, this offseason, Ricky Pearsall early on, Brock Purdy, there's videos out. Go check out the YouTube. Just type in Jacob Cowing offseason workout. Running routes in Florida with Brock Purdy and, you know, Ricky Pearsall and Anthony Richardson. Just getting work in. Love that. The 49ers were kind of set back. They had an official meeting with Jacob Cowing before the draft. He wrote a thank you letter after his visit with the Niners, which was huge. Kyle Shanahan said, "It was your thank you letter that you put us over the top. You were raised right. That is awesome," end quote. Whatever you could do to stand out. And I think it's a big deal. He was the only wide receiver in the draft last year to come out with 85 catches in consecutive seasons. The consistency is there. The negative, 35 drop passes in his career. Wasn't much of an issue last year. That's not why he did not play. It was the lack of blocking, the lack of alignment, and just consistency out there. That's what he has to get to, and that's what he's got to work at. You know, the run blocking was a major issue. And he's small. But, you know, we go back to my pre-draft write-up before he was drafted. And, yeah, you see this tiny wide receiver out there, and you're like, dude, this guy, how's he going to run block? It's effort. Effort and feet, which was great. His run blocking grade last year, 45.5. Not good. That needs to step up. Does he make that sophomore leap this year? Man, the 49ers could really use him. And they brought in competition. Another small, undersized punt return, kick returner, speed guy, Junior Bergen with the 7th-round pick. So now there's even more. You know, Jacob Cowing was the team's primary punt returner all last year and was good at it. He had one muff punt, which we didn't lose. And then Darrell Luter Jr. ran into him one time, and we did lose that one. But no, like, as a freshman punt returner, did his job. Really did his job. Now he's got competition there. And so that's going to be a little bit of a camp battle to watch, that punt return, kick return job. Who's going to win that? And with injuries at the wide receiver position, DeMarcus Robinson might be suspended earlier. No way Brandon Ayuk's going to be ready. I don't care what the claims are week one. So, man, Jacob Cowing could be the starting number 3 wide receiver. If there are issues with Juwan Jennings, Jacob Cowing could be the starting number 2 wide receiver. Him and Ricky Pearsall might be out there on play 1. Wide receiver position is thin. A lot of young guys, Jordan Watkins, Ricky Pearsall, Jacob Cowing, Isaiah Nair. There's a lot of young guys out there. Somebody's got to step up. It just is. Now, the 49ers selected him in the 4th round, the 135th pick, and he's just got to find a way to get more snaps at the wide receiver position. You look at his snaps last year. Only 4 catches. Not good for a wide receiver. Now, 3 of those went for a first down. That's huge. 80 receiving yards. That's great. One of those was a 50-yard catch. But 20 yards per catch. He had 1 carry for 7 yards. He can be a gadget guy. With Debo gone, it's very possible Jacob Cowing and Ricky Pearsall will be those two. Dark horse, Malik Knowles, I think, could also play that role. 170 total snaps. Most of those were on special teams. He had 28 punt returns for 245 yards. That's 8.8 yards per punt return. That's solid. The number you want to be above is 7. And again, 8.8 yards, that's basically one fewer first down that the 49ers offense has to get every single time he catches a punt return. That's huge. Longest punt return of the year, his rookie year, was 30 yards. He had one kick return for 37 yards. Really wish he would have got more chances there. Signed a four-year, $4.5 million deal. His rookie year is over. Made a combined 1.3 career earnings so far and played in 15 games his rookie year. Can he take the step up? That is the question, and that's what we got to see. Jacob Cowing's a lock for this roster. He's going to be involved, whether in the return game, punt and kick, and just in the wide receiver. He can play outside, can play slot, he can play Z, X, he can play all three. He's just got to get the playbook down, be more consistent. Seems like he's taken advantage of his offseason. Can he excel himself to be the number two or three wide receiver while Ayuk and DeMarcus Robinson's out? And then, can he stave off all the guys behind him? Isaiah Hodgins, Russell Gage, all the young bucks, undrafted free agents that they've added. Can he keep those guys behind him and at bay? It'd be the best case for the 49ers if Jacob Cowing is a formidable part of the offense this year. Comes in number 44 on our list. I have to thank Josh, Ben, and Zach, executive producers. And man, I really hope we are wrong about Jacob Cowing, and he's a top 20 player on this list next year. 49ers could really use some offensive firepower from the wide receiver position that is consistent. Come on, Jacob Cowing, get it done.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.